This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israel bombed the home of Hamas's chief in Gaza early Sunday, and the Islamist group fired rocket barrages at Tel Aviv as hostilities stretched into another day with no sign of abating. At least three Palestinians were killed in Israeli airstrikes across the coastal enclave, according to health officials, and many were injured as the sounds of heavy bombardment roared through the night. Israeli, he said, dashed for bomb shelters as sirens warning of incoming rocket fire blared in Tel Aviv and its suburbs. Around 10 people were injured while running for shelters, according to medics. At least 148 people have been killed in Gaza since the violence began Monday, including 41 children, according to health officials. Israel has reported 10 dead, including two children. Envoys from the United States, United Nations, and Egypt were working to restore calm, but have yet to show any signs of progress. The UN Security Council was due to meet later Sunday to discuss the worst outbreak of Israeli-Palestinian violence in years. Both Israel and Hamas have insisted they will continue their cross-border fire. Pro-Palestinian protesters took to the streets in the United States and cities like Los Angeles, New York, Boston, Philadelphia, Atlanta, and other U.S. cities on Saturday to demand an end to Israeli airstrikes over the Gaza Strip. Thousands of people shut down traffic on a major thoroughfare in West Los Angeles as they marched 2 miles from outside the federal building to the Israeli consulate. The protesters waved signs that said Free Palestine and shouted, Long live Intifada or Uprising. This